All right, let's transition. I want to show you something. I went back and watched more of the hour and 12 minutes. Anybody can put it into a search engine and probably find it, called The Great Taking. We played a few minutes of it last night. The Great Taking is really about the financial collapse of America. And so we had some of it played last night, had Rebecca Walzer commenting on it, and she was agreeing with what the gentleman was saying, David Webb, in this hour and 12 minutes. I want to queue up for you just a few minutes, because you talk about, you know, all that's coming, and I think it's going to be a collection of things, you know, not just one thing. There's that stupendous national security, economic, health crisis that gets Americans to agree to things they otherwise would never agree to. Many Americans have worked their whole life to pay off their house, the American dream, own your own house and pay it off and pay off your car and have a pension or retirement and be sustainable for the golden years, as they would call it. This guy actually goes into the fact that not only do we have massive debt that has been now used as securities by the system in America, and when you and I talked today about the fact that there's been a secondary system built above America. In the 1930s, there was a U.S. congressman quoted in the New York Times warning that the Bank of International Settlements was eager to enter into an agreement with various other world governments and ended up creating a system above the United States government. That was a man that was the chairman of a big banking committee in Washington. And he said that this system would be independent and above the United States of America. So when they talk about burning down the whole system and building back better, Biden's build back better, that means you must burn down the system, destroy the system, then you build back. The new system coming will have nothing to do with we the people. It'll be an independent system of world government, world bankers and business largely, who then put the politicians in power, which is what Carol Quigley in his book Tragedy and Hope warned about in 1966, that Bill Clinton gave a shout out to in his Democratic acceptance speech. But we know that these bankers and billionaires control these politicians. But this new system they're putting into place, which include carbon credits, carbon swaps, that's only going to be like a Federal Reserve Ponzi scheme that they recreate, make us all be tied into, and can tax us on a universal basis for our so-called carbon footprint that benefits the governments and benefits the elite, like Al Gore, who's now apparently worth billions of dollars, and some of these other folks, Bill Gates and these guys buying up all they're doing and pushing for these carbon credits. Well, for those of you watching tonight that say, well, I worked my whole life and I'm debt-free and I finally, after decades of work, have paid off my house and I'm debt-free. If that's you tonight, what we warned about a few months ago was the fact they would take everything you have in your deed and they would digitize it and then they would put it into the new system. And so your deed would be part of this new digital system and you would not fully own it. That's maybe how they get the whole idea of through the World Economic Forum. By 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy. But even if your stuff is paid off, it is going to be leveraged through this system. Listen to what David is saying here.
So this is something like what happened in the 1930s when there was distress globally everywhere due to debt levels. And you would think that there were no winners, but there were, because the banks that were controlled by the Federal Reserve, for example, in the US, were slated to survive. 9,000 banks in the United States were forced into failure. The people who had money in those banks lost all their cash, but their debts were not canceled. Their debts were then consolidated into the Federal Reserve System and enforced. So people that were in debt were in trouble. Even wealthy people lost everything. The difference this time around is they're not going after just property that is encumbered by debt. They've engineered this so they can take things, all securities as collateral, from people and entities that have no borrowings against them. They own them clear and outright. Now, let me give you an example as an analogy to explain the horror of this. So you have bought a car and you paid cash for it. You think you're being very conservative. You have no debt against the car. But unbeknownst to you, the dealer continues to control your car as collateral. You're not told this. The dealer uses your car and all the other cars sold by the dealer as collateral for his borrowing in his business. Now, the dealer goes bust, and only certain secured creditors are empowered to immediately take your car and all the cars ever sold by the dealer without any judicial review immediately. When I describe this to people, they get worried about their cars. This is not about your car. This is an analogy for what has been done. It's much worse than this being about your car, because it is literally about the entire securities complex globally. So it is not about your insolvency that causes the loss of your assets. It's the insolvency of the people that secretly used your collateral as their property without telling you that or disclosing it. How could this happen legally? It's a good question, and perhaps there is some hope for humanity in avoiding this, in challenging this whole construct, because it is a construct. None of this is real. There are real things in the world. This is not a real thing, but they will try to convince us that, well, I'm sorry, you've lost everything. It's an elaborate story. So yes, they have changed law. Can that be challenged? That's what has to happen. So this was the process. They changed it in the Uniform Commercial Code. This was beginning in 1994. The efforts to affect this actually go back further than that, into the 1960s, when they began the process of dematerialization of securities to hold them all electronically, which some people were suspicious about then, and they were right to be suspicious. It is clear that that beginning process was literally run by the CIA. And this is not conspiracy theory. The man who was charged with forming the Depository Trust Corp to do this, in his own memoir and in interviews, discloses that he was a career CIA operative from the time he was a young man. So there was a grand strategic purpose behind this. They've been able to do it because it has been run from the highest levels of the US government. So the involvement of the CIA, then when this construct of the securities entitlement was put into the Uniform Commercial Code, that was pushed through all 50 states, done quietly. That change was made in 1994, so it took maybe 10 years to get it done in all the states. Then they changed the bankruptcy law in 2005, and then it was ready to go with the testing of the Lehman Brothers case in 2008. So there's a plan that's executed over decades to do this. Then they began a process of harmonization, which was to force this model in law globally. And they did this through the EU. The first discussion in documents in the EU is in 2002. So that's when the process was beginning then, in the aftermath of the dot-com bust. And the EU created something they called the Legal Certainty Group. And again, that sounds like a good thing, but what they mean is legal certainty that the secured creditors will take the client assets. And they worked at this for years, figuring out how to subvert local law. When you think about it, rights to property is kind of a sacred thing. It's something that all people should care about. And oddly enough, even the people participating in making this happen should care about this in a big way. So therein lies the hope of addressing this. We can come back to that. But the Legal Certainty Group identified the problematic local law, and then it took maybe another 10 years to come up with this CSDR regulation, Central Securities Depository Regulation. regulation in 2014 that mandated the transport of the collateral from the local or the national level central securities depository, where people think they own their things outright. Their record of ownership is there, and the securities are transferred up to this international central securities depository level and then on to the central clearing counterparties. So it has been done in law. It's been done legally. It must be attacked legally. It must be dismantled legally.
Wow. Does that blow your mind or what? See, you and I have been trying to figure out ever since we saw that you'll own nothing and be happy garbage coming out of the World Economic Forum, what they were fully doing. I think this guy's onto something unless someone can prove him wrong.
No, I think he is, Brandon. If you look at the COVID crisis, a lot of that was done under the color of law.
Yeah.
And you went back and you found that, yes, indeed, Congress changed our laws. They passed under George W. Bush an Emergency Powers Act, which gave the federal government the right, at least the legal right, to go ahead and declare a state of emergency under which they can basically seize property, they can seize food, they can seize energy, utilities, they can commandeer just about anything they want if they say that it's needed to help some sort of crisis or emergency. So while we were asleep at the switch, Congress sold us out. That's the bottom line, Brandon.
And again, I don't want to pat myself on the back or you. I'll let the audience do that. But there are not a lot of shows talking about this tonight. They're all distracted by left versus right, left versus right, left versus right. That's a dog and pony show to distract you from truth like this.
That's exactly right. That's why how so many of these laws get slipped, get the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak, because people are distracted about other things. Not only are they distracted through entertainment, ball games, music, concerts, their favorite TV series and all that, but then they even have the political sideshow where the major cable news networks like CNN and Fox News are, you know, they grab hold of an issue that has probably already been settled. You know, you had an example of this on your Worldview Report tonight, this impeachment inquiry. Well, there's people in this country at a very high level who I can guarantee you already know the outcome of
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely, they do.
But and yet it's going to have the American public's attention fixated probably for the next couple of months or whatever.
And they did that same thing with the OJ trial. And you can just go down the line with why do they put all this stuff on TV 24/7? Like this is such a big story, whether it's the OJ trial or any of these other murders. Fox News was notorious for carrying that kind of stuff day in and day out. And now you know why, people, because they look over here while they use the other hand to steal your entire life and liberty and freedoms. LeoHolman.com, LeoHolman.com. He's got some new articles up there as well. Leo, HOHMANN.com, LeoHolman.com. Thank you as always, Leo.
Oh, thank you, Brandon. Take care.
You too, my friend.